Blog Talk Radio. go. You know what I'm saying? Like, baby, get the mall. She like, no, I'm good. Matter of fact, I'ma make a deposit for you. I love her for that, man.
She keep the crib clean, wine in my jeans. She feed me breakfast in bed and rub her fingers through my hair while she cover me in prayer. Lay out my clothes while wiping down my toes and leaving me little cards filled with words from her heart. And she be cooking and cleaning and washing, shooking and steaming and popping. Just look at them jeans that she rocking, sweats with some classy and stocking. Her love for me is evident. She never leaves me negligent. My heart's eternal resident. She's happy since she makes me feel.
She makes me feel good. She makes me feel good.
She got me feeling like a king. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, and shout to support my dreams. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. You're beauty queen, I got my own Miss America. She treat me like a king, and in return I take care of her. Sophisticated, make me feel like I'm the greatest. Folks dreaming up by heaven, well I made it. She make me feel, she's up below.
She make me feel.
She make me feel.
She make me feel. She make me feel. She make me feel. From my head to my shoes, she be keeping me cool. She make me feel. From my waist to my jacket, she be keeping me straight. She make me feel.
Oh, wasn't that just a beautiful, beautiful song? Oh, I love that song. That's I'm in Love with You. I went back a little bit by Allen and Allen. Oh, my God, that is such, they're such an awesome band. And that was featuring my sister that I've seen grow up since she was a little girl. And actually her father is an archbishop at the First Cathedral of Bloomfield, Connecticut. Shouts out to all of you. That was my baby sis, Reva Bailey Green, on the vocals. So if you like her, y'all just let me know so I can connect you, because that woman, that girl knows she can sing. Again, that was I'm in Love with You off of Alice Allen. Then right before that, we had Feel Good by my brother in Christ. He's just been elevated and promoted to elder at New Birth. Shouts out to Edward Long with Feel Good. And shouts out to the woman that walks by his side, Miss Hope Forever. Ha ha! God bless the both of you. And to his mom, actually, it is her birthday today. Happy birthday, Miss Deborah. Shouts out to you for always giving me words of great encouragement and support, and always spreading the word about what I do on my page. Such a great, awesome family to be connected to. And to start it all off, we had Miss Beyonce with Love on Top. I just want to welcome you to Legacy Lever Worldwide Empower Radio. Today's segment, we're just talking about love. We're going to celebrate love. And even though it's Valentine's Day, you need to learn how to celebrate love every day. And it starts with loving one, loving God, and then letting God teach you how to love yourself so that you can have love for others. Amen. That's what love is about. Love is not selfish. Love is not prideful. It's not about self. It's not about me, myself, and I. If you connected to all them type of people, first of all, we have to learn the law of attraction. See, you attract what's on the inside. So if you keep saying, why do I always keep hooking up with these selfish people? All they do is think about themselves. Okay, I want you to swallow. I just want you to, you know, swallow that spit for just a minute, because I'm about to say something to you. You attract what's inside of you. So if that's all you attract, or if you all you attract are people full of lust, there's some things in you that need to get delivered. I'm not putting you out there to hang you to dry and try to choke you around the neck. No, we've all been there. There's some things in me God had to show me. Okay, you're a little prideful here. You're a little selfish here. Okay, you're a little, oh, no. Okay, so I'm going to put you in situations where you're going to give more, you're going to serve more, you're going to pray more. That's what God does. He'll put you right in where you need to be broken at. So, you know, today we're talking about love. And welcome again to another segment of Legacy Lever Worldwide. So many great supporters. I'm telling you, I can't even begin to explain what God is doing with this radio show. All I can say is he's shown up and putting his super on the natural. I'm sitting here with my mouth wide open. I just hardly can believe it, but I know it's all God. When you do what he calls you to do and you do it with excellence and consistency, then God will be, and you still remain faithful, then God will do for you only what he can do. And I'm seeing stuff. I just said, God, this is nobody but you. But we're going to have a great time today. I'm going to play some more love songs. So all those, you know, you just, you know, you're saying that's the devil's music. That ain't make that nabbit. God loves some love music. If he created relationships, don't you think he created some people to give some word and some music so they can set the mood? So, you know, when folks marry, they can make some more mini hymns. Okay, I said something there. That was for the married people. Amen. Don't think that God is not a romanticist. Yes, he is, and he does it so well. So we're going to have a good time today. I'm going to go back. And then I'm going to pray some present, and then I'm going to go back again. I don't know what I'm going to play. This is the Holy Spirit show. So however he leads me to play, whatever he leads me to play, I'm going to play it. I am your host for this afternoon's segment, Miss Sandra. And, yeah, we're going to do that some fun today. Y'all just flow with me in the spirit. But before I get into that, these are just a few announcements I want to make first. First of all, you know, if you're talking about getting into a relationship with somebody, you need prayer. You know me, I'm always bringing back the kingdom. I'm always going to bring it back to kingdom. You need prayer. To start your day off right, not just to start your day off right, but you want to make sure you are all you need, you know, can be when you present to that person. You don't want to go into the relationship carrying all of these extra baggages. And they just like, what did I get myself into? Every time I turn around, they got an issue or a problem. So, you know, sometimes we just need to make sure we self-examine ourselves and allow a time for God to just, you know, renew and replenish us. Sometimes we may get kind of weary and maybe, you know, lose faith a little bit in what God has promised us because it seems like it's taking too long or does it seem like it's going to come together. But Miss Andrea wants to encourage you today. Best thing you can do right now is start off with prayer. He's like, that's what they always say, start off with prayer. We know why, because prayer does work. I'm a living witness. It works. You got some people that are getting ready to get married now. Saw the result that either they prayed or as a result, somebody touched and agreed and prayed with them. I just gave the testimony on Tuesday about my brother in Christ, Christopher Coleman, who just got engaged to Nichelle Kirkland. Now, we prayed. We got together. We prayed. I sent a prayer to him. We touched and agreed in the spirit. Next thing you know, he's dating someone that he knew was going to be his wife. And he stepped up to the plate, and he put that ring on that finger. But it started off with what? P-R-A-Y-E-R. It started off with prayer. So you know what? Miss Andre wants you to join her and so many around the world, thousands. We got over 79 countries calling in almost on a daily basis. We're almost at the 1 million mark from the time we started in 09, and God just continues to be fruitful, and he just continues to multiply, and he continues to do things supernaturally, exceedingly abundantly above. And it is orchestrated by my apostle, none other than Apostle Eddie L. Long, who I know he's got some great things set up for First Lady Elder Vanessa Long today. Hey, man, y'all have a great time. Romance, rest, relax, travel, whatever y'all going to do. Y'all have an awesome time walking in the spirit of love. Love you guys. Love the family. But join us on 6:30 Monday through Friday. That's Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And all you got to do is call in at 559-726-1050 or 530-881-1050. Or you can actually log on to www.newbirthlive.tv. Now, if you've got any prayer requests or praise reports, we definitely want to hear about them. We want to be able to celebrate and pray along with you because one can put 1,000, but two, 10,000. So the more that we have come together as one praying on your behalf, celebrating with you, heaven has to move. God has to respond to his word. And so, you know, email your praise reports and your prayer requests to morningprayer@newbirth.org. Wonderful way to start your day. Wonderful way to see your life just expand and God do some great things in your life. And also coming up this weekend, now you don't want to miss Sunday evening at 6 p.m. That's Sunday, February 17th, 2013, 6 p.m. Apostle B. Dwayne Harden, pastor of the embassy in Smyrna, Georgia, is having live Let's Worship Again. Now, I'm excited. I said, I'm going to come. I'm going to go this time. I'm making sure I'm going to be there, even though I'll be coming out of 9 hours of school. I'm coming there. I said, God, I'm going refreshed. And I'm ready for that praise and worship night. I don't know what God is getting ready to do, but I know it's going to be explosive. And Miss Sandra wants you there. Again, it's going down this Sunday, February 17, 2013, 6 p.m. The address for the church is 810 Church Street Southeast in Smyrna, Georgia, 30080. Again, 810 Church Street Southeast, Smyrna, Georgia, 30080, featuring Leon Timbo and Steve Mitchell. And if you ever heard these men of God, I'm telling you, so explosive. Everything they do is just, I'm standing there like, oh, my God, this is just, oh, God, you ever see or heard something so good? You don't know what to do. You don't know whether you're going to backflip, break dance, run down the aisle, roll on the floor, just fall out, let somebody put a cloth on you. It's one of those. They just have such anointed, God-sent a ministry in singing and bringing the word through song. And so God bless their life. They're going to be there on Sunday night. You don't want to miss it. I told Apostle Harden I would make sure I announce it on the radio show. I just want to take a moment actually to recognize him and just to say thank you to him because he sure came to New Birth at a time where, you know, we were going through some tough transitions, and he came and he just ministered to us. He poured into us. He prophesied to our apostle and first lady and helped them to become restored restored and refreshed and renewed. And I'm praying God do the same thing for him and his family, his the embassy, that God will go exceedingly abundantly above as he continues to expand and travel the world, prophesying and pouring out and getting things established in the kingdom and for the kingdom. Not only is he an apostle, but, you know, he always has a financial seminar. So, yeah, y'all connect with him. He's a great man of God. And make sure you can connect with him actually on Facebook at B. Dwayne Harden. His church has their own fan page at the Embassy ATL. So you make sure you connect with them, like their page, follow what they're doing. He's always doing some great things. So, again, shout out to you, Apostle B. Dwayne Harden. Happy Valentine's Day to you and your wonderful family. God bless you. And so, again, today we are celebrating love. It's all about love. There's nothing that you can do or supposed to do unless it's grounded and rooted in love. Don't believe me? Let me go to here to 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. And I'm not going to read all of it, but I'm going to just start at verse 4, what love is. Let me describe some adjectives, what the Bible says of what love is. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. Y'all stop hooking up with folk. All they care about is themselves. Okay? You hook with somebody that all they care about is themselves and how they look, and you just keep spending money on them, and they don't never say thank you. They ain't trying to return the call. They ain't trying to return the favor. You with the wrong somebody. So before you make it permanent, you might want to reevaluate that situation and that relationship. It says here, it is not easily angered. Oh, let's dwell there for just a moment. Love is not easily angered. So if you have a temper problem, if somebody can't say anything to you without you going off or wanting to slap somebody or want to fight somebody, you got to understand you're not operating in the spirit of love. You actually are taking on the spirit of self and lust. I'm not saying this to embarrass you or to say this to come against you, but Ms. Sandra wants you to experience love every day, not just a special day of the year, Valentine's Day, but you can be in love every single day. It keeps no record of wrongs. All right. Married couples, single folk, this is all for us. It keeps no record of wrongs. You can't, if the person has come to you and asked for forgiveness, they said they're sorry. You can't keep dragging that back up every time there might be a disagreement or it looks like you think they might do the same thing over again. You can't keep reminding that person and trying to keeping them locked up in the past when they're already free. They're like, can we just start in now? Can we move with now? I understand I did that then. And sometimes it's not always easy. I'm guilty of that. I'm still growing. I was there at one time where it's like, okay, but I remember when you did. It keeps no record of wrongs. And, you know, imagine if God always threw up in our face what we used to do and how we used to do this. And sometimes he'll make us remember when we're trying to bring judgment against somebody for the same things that we used to do. So it keeps no record of wrongs. You can heal. Your marriage can be healed if you want it to, if you decide to put God first in the equation that you did from the beginning when you first stood at the altar. I put on my Facebook status the other day. I said, we need to put God in the beginning of the equation. We need to do God plus man or that husband plus woman or that wife equals a threefold cord not quickly broken. Let that marinate. A threefold cord not quickly broken. That's when you put God first. Then the man's supposed to cover, he's the priest, he's the king of the home, cover the wife and the family. Then the woman, the wife, equals a threefold cord not quickly broken. So think about that right there. It says, it keeps no record of the wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love is always fighting and standing in the gap for you and other people. It always perseveres. It's always standing. It's always outlasting. It's always going to the next level. Love is growing. Love is stretching. Love is saving. Love is renewing. Love is giving you a joy that the world did not give to you. Love is producing greatness in you. That's what love does. Come on. Love never fails. Love never fails. Why does it never fail? I'm so glad you asked me. Love never fails. Why? Because in 1 John 4:16, it says what? And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. I just read love never fails. And if you read down to the 13th verse, it says, you know, these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But love is what's going to last. Love is what's going to be here. But the greatest of these is love. Then I take you over to 1 John 4:16. It says, we know and rely on the love God has for us, for God is love. So if you're not loving, if you have hatred in your heart, if you have bitterness or unforgiveness, you're blocking that love that God wants to release in you. He's not going to come through all that. You can't say you love somebody and yet you want to, okay, we're going to talk about something. You can't say you love someone and yet you want to harm them. You want to, you know, try to destroy. That's not love. God is love. God is not out to destroy you. God is not out to embarrass and belittle you. Some of you are in abusive, verbal abusive relationships that are no good for you. That is not God. God is not telling you to stay there and sit there and get beat down, sit there and you feel so low you can't even see a bright day. Even though the sun is out and it could be 90 degrees, you still see, all you see is darkness and gloom and clouds. That's not love. I just read it to you. 1 John 4:16, God is love, and whomever lives in God, lives in love, lives in God, and God in him. So make no mistake, God is love. God is never fails. And it's going to be the only thing that's going to be left standing after all else has passed away. Faith, you don't need faith no more. You won't need hope no more. The only thing you'll need is love. The only thing that will stand is love, and we're talking about, it's all about love. I wanted to celebrate marriage today. Am I married? No, but I plan to be, because I know when I celebrate other people, when I pour out to others, God is moving on my behalf. And so I just celebrate even being single. I'm single. But see, the thing about it is I celebrate love every day. Whether somebody bring me some flowers or not, whether I get some chocolate out there, I'll buy my own chocolate because I am a chocolate connoisseur. And you know what blessed me yesterday? I saw we were in the mall, in Lenox Mall, and I went to Phipps Plaza, and I went by Godiva chocolate. Now, I love me some Godiva chocolate, Jesus, especially chocolate cover. Strawberries. I know I said scrawl. I said strawberries because when they look that good and that plumptuous, it's not straw. Let's just take the whole straw. It's strawberries. Chocolate covered strawberries. I only can have a few because then I'll end up breaking it out in little red splotches and stuff like that. But I saw the men. Shouts out to the men that treat their women like queens. They were, the line was almost out. I said, look at God up here. Look at these men up in here. And they wasn't buying like a little piece of, I mean, they was buying like whole shelves of chocolate. They already had, some other men had other gifts. I saw somebody with a bag from Mayer's. I said, oh, I know he could do. I don't know who that woman is, but she got a really good gift coming from Mayer's. All right, Ave, to the men. Shouts out to all the great men who are out there making sure that they take care of their woman, take care of the family. If you have daughters, you're blessing them with a little Valentine's. You done bless your sons with something too. And may you, in return, be blessed back with something great for you, something unexpected for you. May you see the love that you have for your wife just continue to blossom, flourish, and grow. I'm getting ready to get back into some great music. It's all about love today. I might go a little past the hour, but just stick with me. We've still got a lot to go in store, but continue to encourage somebody today. Continue to love on somebody today, and you will see things, God do things in you where you didn't know that stuff can move out of your life. You have been stuck maybe in a place where you're saying, can I actually love again? Can I trust a person again? You can do it. And the way it starts is believing that God can do it for you. You can love unconditionally. You can love without restrictions. You can be in love forever through the love of God. And so I'm getting ready to get in this next track with Mr. L. DeBarge. I'm going back a little bit. Y'all let me know if you remember this song. Enjoy the journey with me today.
Ah, I just want to take time out right now and dedicate this song to my wife, because the Bible says, whosoever findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. And husband, love your wife, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. You see me? So right now, me I say, enough respect to all the wife in the house. We love you. See? Settle yourself and enjoy this.
Blessed.
I call her blessed.
I am blessed with a woman from out of bounds, I am in my
abigail.
Virtuous woman, bounce off my bones, my personal companion, one flesh be complete division. God, I am blessed with a woman from out of bounds, I am in my
abigail.
Virtuous woman, bounce off my bones, my personal companion, one flesh be complete division.
My love, my love, my hand defies. I love the way you walk, I love the way you smile. You're stolen in my heart, my sister, my bride. You're stolen in my heart from one glance of your eyes. How much more pleasing is the love than wine? Because you give me fresh fruits from out of your vine. What I have is yours because you are mine. And for better and for worse, I live all the time. Watch out, you are the seven and the apple of my family. It would have fallen if you know all it on the apple tree. You show me loving and the mingle of your tragedy. You give me children and you run the nursery. You even know how to fight principalities. Cause you never compromise your Christianity. I love your ways and your personality.
You look good, pretty than mahogany.
Blessed with a woman from both of bones, I am in my happy
head.
Virtuous woman, bones of my bones, my personal companion, one flesh be complete division. Lord, I am blessed with a woman from both of bones, I am in my happy
head.
Virtuous woman, bones of my bones, my personal companion, one flesh.
Honey! Clear as the moon and clear as the sun. Words of encouragement are flow up by your tongue. You are beautiful, my forever young. I see my living water where your ears are run. My garden of flowers that burn so some bloom. You are more than that when you step in a room. Releasing the fragrance of a sweet perfume. Honey, God bless your womb. God bless your womb. Thank your father for the wisdom where you bless me with. Cause you're giving me a lady that I can't resist. I will honestly attract you to her tenderness. I am walking in love, I don't fall in it. No, how can I fall when my love's so strong? I am proud of you, honey, you're the only one. The father puts it down for me, so baby, take my hand. I realized I was standing in my sinking pan.
Blessed with a woman from out of bones, I am in my
head.
Virtuous woman, bones of my bones, my personal companion, one flesh be complete in mission. Lord, I am blessed with a woman from out of bones, I am in my head. Virtuous woman, bones of my bones, my personal companion, one flesh.
Honey, my love, my love, my hand defies. I love the way you walk, I love the way you smile. You're stolen my heart, my sister, my bride. You're stolen my heart from one glance of your eyes. How much more pleasing is the love than wine? Because you give me fresh fruits from out of your vine. What I have is yours because you are mine. And for better and for worse, I live all the time. Watch out, you are the seven and the apple of my family. It would have fallen if you know all it on the apple tree. You show me loving and the mingle of your tragedy. You give me children and you run the nursery. You even know how to fight principalities. Cause you never compromise your Christianity. I love your ways and your personality.
You look good, prettier than mahogany.
Blessed with a woman from out of all, say I did my Abigail. Virtuous woman, don't stop my mouth, my personal companion. One flesh be complete delicious. Now I am blessed with a woman from out of all, say I did my Abigail. Virtuous woman, don't stop my mouth, my personal companion.
One flesh, honey. Watch out.
Clear of the moon and clear of the sun. Words of encouragement are flowing by your tongue. You are beautiful, my forever young. I see my baby in water when you're real sorrow. My sound and the flowers that burst out and bloom. You are more than that when you're stuck in a room. Releasing the fragrance of a sweet perfume. Honey, God bless you. God bless you. Thank your father for the kingdom where you bless me with. Cause you're giving me a lady that you can't resist. I will always be attractive to her tenderness. I am walking in love, I don't fall in it. No, how can I fall when my love's so strong? I am proud of your honor, you're the only one. Before the bush is done for me, so baby, take my hand. I realize I was standing in my thinking sand. Blessed with a woman from out of all, I am just my big head. Virtuous woman, bones of my bones, my personal companion. One flesh be complete delicious. Lord, I am blessed with a woman from out of all, I am just my big head. Virtuous woman, both of my bones, my personal companion. One flesh be complete delicious. Lord, I am blessed with a woman from out of all, say I should marry him. Virtuous woman, both of my bones, my personal companion. One flesh be complete delicious. Lord, I am blessed with a woman from out of all.
Y'all hear me? Did y'all enjoy that? Man, that was Papa San with my wife. My wife. Wasn't that beautiful? I'm telling you, I'm just enjoying myself today. Gave you a little there, a little reggae there, a little, you know, some feel-good music to enjoy yourself to celebrate today. Whether you are married, whether you're single, whether you're dating, love never stops loving. You have to understand that love does not stop loving. Love is always ready to love. Why? Because God is love. And that's just a wonderful thing to know, that God loves you. You might not even know who God is. I don't know no God. I don't know who he is. I've never seen him. But know that he loves you. And he still has a perfect plan for your life. And you do not have to go through life bitter and feeling alone and not willing to open up and share. I just want to take a moment actually to talk to those who may have lost a loved one, and today is very difficult for you today. You may admit that person may have died recently, and I just want to just take a moment to let you know that God is ready to continue to love you, and that you know, sometimes we shut ourselves in, and the worst thing we can do is isolate ourselves from everyone else. And sometimes when we're dealing with hard things, and I'll speak from experience, you know, when something has happened to me tragic, or I've lost a loved one that I really cared about, and it was hard to move forward. But I remember my apostle gave a message, you know, the journey is not long, even though to us it may seem like they've been gone 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years, maybe even a year, maybe even a few weeks. But today, he said, you know, in God's timing, it's only an hour. And so when if you're saved and you have Christ in you, it's just an hour. It's like it's a thousand years. It's like an hour to God. So they're really living in eternity. We're living in time, but they're living in eternity. So to them, it's not been long since they've seen you. And you'll see them again very soon. It's only but an hour has passed by, if that. Only in a moment they have passed by. And so I just want to encourage you that loved one, to them it's only been an hour, because it's there in eternity and they're at peace. I just want to lift up the parents who lost loved ones in Newtown on December 14th, and here it is 2 months later on February 14th, and you may be having a hard time dealing with, you know, the loss of your child. I know I have three girls, and if anything was to happen to them, I can't imagine being able to go a day, you know, without, you know, feeling or crying or grieving. And so I just want to encourage you today that, you know, they're all right, and they're doing well. And it's only been a short time, a short moment that they've been gone. It's like a hour. A thousand years in their time, and eternity is only but an hour. But what they need you to do is keep on living. Keep their voice alive by helping someone else. All the accolades that I read and the things that I read about the children, they were happy. Anna, she loved to sing. She loved music. And so let her voice continue to ring forth through the music. I'm praying that all of them will be able to leave a great legacy through the parents and the loved ones and those connected to them, because it's only been a short time, an hour. If you want to hear that message, I know you can go to calltoconquer.com through newbirth.org, click on the Call to Conquer, and I know that message, they had that message by Apostle Long about, you know, somebody being able to come back to life after they've lost someone that was very dear to them and they're having a hard time transitioning. And so I'm going to let you know exactly what that title of that DVD was or that CD was, and I'll have that information for you. But, again, we're going to continue to celebrate. I just had to take a moment because sometimes today, some people are having a really hard time because they may have recently lost someone or have lost someone and they have a hard time moving forward. And so I just want to just continue to, you know, celebrate life, celebrate love, celebrate peace, celebrate unity today. And those who are single and waiting to waiting for the one, my ladies, you're waiting for the one, you're waiting to be found as the one. He's the one that you're looking for. You're not going out here and twisting the equation around to fit your solution, but you're waiting, you're doing those things that God has called you to do to be found. I want you to get this book. This is a great, great book to have before you get married, so you know what your love language is. Sometimes you get married and that man or the thinks that he knows, like, I know how to satisfy my woman, I know how to satisfy my wife, I know how to take care, and you really may not know. And for ladies, you might think you're doing great and you really may not be hitting that mark. And it's good to know what is your love language. And there's a book out by Gary Chapman called The Five Love Languages. Now, some of you may know what I'm talking about, but for those who don't know, this is a great book to help prepare you as you before you even walk down the aisle, so you know in your courting process that, you know, talk about those things, about what is important to you, what makes your heart just skip a beat. Now, for me, when I took the test, and of course, they have five different love languages. One is quality time, acts of service, physical touch, receiving gifts, and affirmation or words of affirmation. And so when I took the test, my number one love language is quality time. So you want to make me happy and, you know, you don't want to hear my mouth and, you know, you want me to just be this vibrant wife, quality time. And see, the thing about quality time means you have to stop what you're doing and spend time. You got to be in their presence. A text message and a phone call just ain't going to do. You got to be in the presence. That means maybe taking time off and getting to know that person face to face, being in their presence, being surrounded with them and going on trips and doing things together. Quality time, that's my love language. And number two is acts of service. I love helping other people. I love encouraging others the way I do, and I thank God for that avenue. That's what my two strong top love languages are. And so if you don't know about the book, you can find it in just about every bookstore, and also order it online at Amazon.com. So make sure you get that book as part of your repertoire as you're preparing to continue to walk down that aisle, that great day. You want to be prepared. And so, again, five love languages: quality time, acts of service, physical touch, receiving gifts, words of affirmation. Find out which one you're dominant in so that person that you're connected with will know what it takes to keep you happy. Hey, to the men, ain't nothing wrong with that. As the men would say, a happy wife is a very happy home. So, men, you want to make sure you want to keep your wife happy. And so, you know, again, we're talking about, it's all about love, and I'm getting ready to end soon. But I just want to share this with you as we go to Ephesians 5:22-28. You know, sometimes this scripture is looked at one-sided, and we need to make sure we're looking at it from both sides. We got to look at it from both sides. It's talking about wives and husbands. And the first thing it says here in verse 22, wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. Now, ladies, let me just say this. Before you even get married, if you're not willing to submit, don't even do it. If you're not willing to submit, don't even think about getting married. You're not ready. If you're having a whole hard time struggling with being obedient and submitting, you're not. I'm telling you now, you're not ready. Because the first thing you're going to have a problem with is control. And you're going to try and manipulate and control that man to do whatever you want to do because you refuse to submit. And if you're one of those people, I'm going to be real. Cause I'm talking from a female perspective. We know how we can get when we don't get our way. We can be very manipulative and act in the spirit of witchcraft, which is a sin. Okay, let me say that again. When you're trying to control somebody's mind over to doing what you want them to do, it ain't all this voodoo and woodoo and all this stuff and putting garlic and all that stuff and a chain of beads around them. No, trying to manipulate and control somebody's mind over to what you want them to do, that's a power, that's a sign of witchcraft. You don't want to go into your marriage like that. You don't want to do that. Men, watch out for that. If that woman just always has to have the control, and she, be careful. You don't marry a witch. Be careful. Submission is not a taboo word. It's very powerful, actually. Let me tell you something. If you want that man, ladies, to do whatever you would like them to do, because they love to do it if they want to make you happy, not because you tell them, not because you have manipulated the situation, not because you have controlled the situation. If you will learn how to be obedient unto God first and do as what God has instructed you to do according to the marriage, then be submitted, honey, that's nothing that man won't do for you. I'm just saying from a kingdom perspective, there is nothing that man will not do for you. Can I get an amen, man? Hey, to the men, don't always come home fussing. I'm telling you, one thing a man will do is shut down when you start nagging. Oh, don't be a nag, ladies. And same thing, sometimes men can be nagging. Don't be a nag. I know nagging gets on my nerve. I have three girls. So sometimes when they start nagging, I just shut down. I can't hear you until you calm down and talk to me the way you need to talk to me without nagging me about something. And so how obedience and submission are very powerful in a relationship. It's about commitment, and it's about giving 100-100. I know some people say 50-50, but really it's 100-100%. And so those things you really need to talk about in your courting stage before you make it permanent, those things, the five love languages. And you got to talk, ladies, we got to work on submission. Let's see why. Let's keep going further because it says, wives, submit to your own husbands. Now, man, you need to tell us. No, okay, we got to read your side too. So we're going to see from both sides here. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, for which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Oh, I know some of y'all, they're like, ow. Everything. So, ladies, let me tell you why God said the man is the head. Because, see, God is going to deal with the man if you're in order. But if you're out of order, you bring reproach on yourself because you're not in order. He said on everything. Let me tell you something, how you want God to move quickly. Might be some things concerning your mate that is really bringing a wedge in your marriage. Let me tell you something. Don't even argue with him no more. Don't say nothing negative. Don't be rebellious. Don't be throwing furniture and breaking up stuff around the house. Let me tell you the quickest way, and I tell people the quickest way is on your knees. If you are doing what God calls you to do now, make sure you know it says in everything, but not to the point where it will discredit your character and it will push you away from God, because God is a jealous God, and he said don't put anything before him. So as long as it is not getting in the way or getting ahead of God and making your heart turn from him, then he says submit in everything. Now, it's a hard thing, men, for women to submit if you're not doing right. Let's get to your part, too, okay? It says here, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word. You're supposed to read and cover your wife and read the word. That way she can totally continue to be cleansed. She can totally continue to glow. She can totally continue to grow. Speak the word over your wife. Cover her with the word. Cover her with prayer. Take care of her as Christ took care of the church. He loved the church. He died for the church. Now, ladies, don't get with no man that don't want to give his life for you. Now, if he put you in front of the bullets because he don't want to get hurt, you don't want to be with somebody like that that's not willing to, give his life. He said that love your wife as Christ loved the church. Christ died. Christ gave his life for the church. So you want somebody that you know going to keep you covered. See, that's the number one thing for me is security. I need to know I'm with a man to know how to keep me covered, to keep me, protected. If you can't protect, what's the point? I'm just, that's for me. That may not be for everybody, but that's just for me. I'm very high on security. Now, not obsession, not possession. There's two different things now. But I'm talking about he know how to cover me in prayer. Before I can even say anything, he's already tapped into my spirit, what he's got to say, what's going on with me. I may be 50 miles away on the other side of town doing something, and he knows. It alerts him in his spirit. That's what I'm talking about. Knows how to cover, knows how to pray, knows how to walk spirit to spirit, and knows how to, make sure when I'm in his presence, I ought to feel secure. I ought to feel like Jolly Green Giant could come in my presence, but ain't nothing putting to harm me because I know my man got that. He walk in the spirit of the living God. And I wish somebody would try and mess with me. Did you meet my husband? Did you meet him? Because I know he's got 5 stones, and I promise you he only going to need one of them. Don't matter. All right. You better think twice before you mess with me. You got to deal with him. You got to go through him. Amen. And so that's you, ladies, you want that. You want a man that knows how to cover you and knows how to protect you. Now, I'm not talking about he's a psycho and he stalks you. That's not love. That's just craziness, and you don't need to get involved. So now I want to speak to the ladies. Stop that. Stop being with men that you think love you and you're scared. Love is not, that's not love. That love has nothing to do with God is love. Remember that. Remember, if you don't remember nothing else, remember God is love. And it says here, you're supposed to wash the wife with the word and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. And so when a man loves his wife, he loves himself. And so he's not gonna mistreat her. He's gonna do according to what the word says and wash her with the word, cover, pray, make sure she's looking good. Ladies, independent ladies that's been on their own for a while. Okay, now, God has been breaking me for a few years now because I've been so used to doing things on my own. I've been alone for a while, and so he's been breaking me the last couple of years that, when the man comes, ladies that's used to doing it their way, your way, want to have control, want to leave when you want to leave, want to go when you want to go, and can't nobody else tell you nothing because you've been doing it like this, but you're not ready. If you're still like that and you're not willing to change, you're going to jack up your marriage before you get there. Learn how to get yourself in that passenger seat and let him drive. Hey, to the men, I said that. I'm helping you out. I'm loving you. I'm helping you out. Learn to get over in the passenger seat. Amen. And buckle your seatbelt and let him drive. Let him be the man that God has sent into your life to cover you. That's for my ladies that, we've been single for a while, and we may have come out of a marriage, a bad marriage, that didn't happen, and we had to learn how to raise the kids and stuff on our own. We had to learn how to pay the bills on our own. Let me tell you something. I done so much stuff on my own. When I say I can't wait for that man to take full control. Thank you, Jesus. If all he says, baby, all you got to do is wake up and look good. And make sure, you feed me and stuff. That's how you got to make sure you cover me and pray. I can't can't wait for that day. I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited. I ain't all in that feminist group stuff. Forget all that. I'm going by what the principle of the Bible says. And so, you know, it's my husband's job to make sure that I'm well taken care of, that I'm looking good. And, you know, I'm going to do my part of making sure that my king is the king. I'm going to make sure my Proverbs 31 man continue to look like he's going to be one of the happiest men on this world. See, I'm speaking things that be not as though they already are. And so, again, it's all about love. Take time out instead of arguing and trying to find the fault in someone. Take a moment to find something good. And if you can't find something good, then that means that something there's something wrong on the inside of you. And there's some things that you don't like about yourself. Because, see, when you feel something good about yourself, you can find something good to say about another person. And if you're sitting there today and you're lonely and you're hurting, you know what I normally do? I go and see who I can bless. Who can I help today? Who can I call and say an encouraging word to? Who can I go put some gas in the car for or maybe pay for their groceries or something? Whose child can I go pick up and maybe take to Chuck E. Cheese? I used to do that all the time when I was in Connecticut, and I still do some things for kids around here. But I used to, you know, take the kids and just take them and let them play all day at Chuck E. Cheese. And a lot of times it would be because it's dad. See, I had a, you know, I would do that for single parents, ladies that didn't have anybody to do that for them. And some, you know, sometimes God will move quickly on your behalf when you take your mind off of where you're at and where you're stuck at, and go and place it in somebody else. Go do something nice for somebody else today. Okay, maybe you're not going to get any flowers and chocolate and cards, and you're not going to a fancy restaurant. But what you can do is take somebody out. Maybe take a friend out. Maybe take a child. Maybe take, you know, to the single parent next door to you. You can take to, hey, you know what? I want to go get some pizzas, and why don't, you know, I'll just, you know, we'll celebrate together. Let's have some pizzas, you know, get a couple of sodas or some juice or whatever. There's plenty of things that God, if you allow God's love to flow in you, that you can do. And maybe you're wondering for a moment, who's God, what's God's love like? And all you have to do to experience God's love is accept Jesus Christ. I never do a show without offering Christ, and I'm offering Christ to you right now in this moment, even on this show, even though we're celebrating, you know, love between two, a husband and a wife, or a relationship-wise, or even in your singlehood. Without Christ, it's for nothing. You heard what I read. God is love, and if you want to experience that love, it only can come through his Son, and there's no time like now. Stop saying again you're trying to get yourself together. You think you have to be all perfect and everything. Please, whatever. Let me give you, I could take a whole day and some change to tell you my testimony. And yes, I was raised in a church and still was lost. There's many of us still in the church and still lost. You can be found today through the love of Christ. And all you got to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, died for your sins. That while you were yet sinners, he died just for you. And on the third day, that God raised him from the dead, and now he is seated at the right hand of the Father. And you know what he's doing? He's praying on your behalf. Jesus is praying for you. Even when you can't pray for yourself, Jesus is still interceding for you. He loved you while you didn't even love yourself. He loved you enough to give his life. No one took it. He gave it. And God showed how much he loved us. He gave his only Son. How many of us are going to give our child? Say, I'm going to sacrifice my child so that others can live. People that I don't even know, people that betrayed me, people that lied on me, people that, you know, say all falsely. How many of you are going to give your child up for that? You know, there's a good doggone well. Let's be honest, you're not going to give up your child for that. But God did. He proved his love to us. And all you got to do is make that confession, believe in your heart. It's done. It's said and done. Now, one thing that Sandra wants you to do is get discipled. I want you to take a moment, pray. Say, Lord, I need to be connected. I need to continue to keep growing. I need to continue to get in the Word. That's what you can do today if you've never known Christ. It's a faith walk. It's a faith walk. Either you're going to believe or you're not. Pray about where you need to go and get connected to so that you can have a covering. Again, I talked about my church, Apostle Long. New Birth is a great place to connect. Also, I talked about Apostle Hardin. He has a great ministry, global ministry over there at the embassy over in Smyrna, Georgia, if you're over that way. But pray about it. See where God says to sit, where he wants you to go so that you can get planted. And not just be a bench warmer, but to get busy about those things, because there are other people waiting to hear your testimony, so that through your testimony, through your love and the word of God, they can also be saved too. So it has just been a great and wonderful blessing with you this afternoon. Again, celebrate life. I celebrate and I speak life to all marriages. And before I end the show, I just want to read this one little poem here, and it's by Salmon Parker. And it said, dance with me to the end of love. Dance with me in love. Dance with me in life. When did enduring love begin? The day we became man and wife. There is patience and understanding. We try to be unselfish and kind. Though not a fairy tale romance, no greater love will we find. Sharing dreams, passions, and desires, building each other up. When we fall, we've learned to say, I'm sorry, and I love you through it all. Our two hearts beat as one, cherishing what we have from above. Dance with me forever. Dance me to the end of love. And that can definitely happen if you wanted to. I just want to take a moment. I'm just going to pray for marriages, and I just want to speak a word over marriages that, you know, marriages are ordained by God. He loves relationships. And I just want to, if there's any marriages that are struggling, I'm just praying that right now that you allow love to come in. I'm praying for forgiveness and reconciliation to overflow that relationship right now. I come against divorce right now. If God has put you two together, there a threefold cord is not quickly broken. I'm praying that you come out of self and realize that God needs to be put back in the beginning of the equation. Do not allow your flesh, do not allow your pride, do not allow your anger, do not allow your bitterness and unforgiveness to make a decision that you'll regret later down in life. I'm praying for peace in the home. I'm praying for the marriage couples, Lord God, that have lost the essence of how to speak to one another. I'm praying for the words to flow out of their mouth. I'm praying for a supernatural turnaround. Do God only what you can do in those two people that you have brought together. Not let another kingdom marriage fall apart. I come against anything that has been trying to tear the heads apart and try, you know, and I want to say this extra. A lot of times we say, you know, the enemy is after the king. And yes, this is true, because he wants the king out of position to attack the home. But he also wants that woman to remain bitter and wants her to remain angry and wants her to remain unforgiving. So you won't pray, strategically pray the mess that's there, to pray it to stop and cease it and get rid of it. Today, ladies, I speak to your heart. I'm saying open up and let the love of God in. Not one more day will you allow bitterness, hurt, and unforgiveness. I know you're tired. I know you're upset, and you may think you want it over and done with because you just want peace. But the peace of God, I'm telling you, the true peace of God is being obedient into what he's called you to do. God needs you in strategic position to pray. Pray against those generational curses that keep coming up against your king in the home. Pray against, God can do anything. Nothing is impossible to those who believe that he can do it. It's already done. All you have to do is stand and believe that he's already done it. I promise you, God is moving strategically and he's moving supernaturally already on your behalf. He's already turned it around in your favor. Believe that today. I'm praying for new, fresh honeymoons. I'm standing and believing God to do new and great works through men and God, especially in ministry, and you're pulled to and fro by every which way, and it seems like you never have time for the two of you, but I'm praying that will cease and that you two will be able to go away together for a while and be able to rekindle the fire. I'm praying for a new worship to come that will be so full of passion, that will ignite the fire inside of both of you. you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything that you need will be added unto you. I'm praying for the fire of God to be stirred up in you today concerning your marriage. I'm praying that it's all about love, that you remember the reason why you said, I do. I'm praying that you remember why God said the two of you should come together as one. And I come against any witch, warlock, anything that is praying against you two to become apart, any interruption, any family business, any family mouth that's in your relationship that need to be seized, need to go, will be done now in the name of Jesus. You will have a peaceful night's sleep. You will not have another moment of hell in your house. I'm declaring that the angels of war will go in that house and clean it from the top to the bottom, and any little imp, any little thing that's in the corner will be cleaned out, thrown out, and you two will be able to come together as one. Listen to the voice of God first, and watch what he does next. I'm declaring and decreeing, and God has to back up his word and what I said today. I want to see God do supernatural miracles in your marriage today. Those who are single, you will not continue to feel alone. The enemy is a liar. The devil is a liar. You can love your way through, right through unto your blessing. Go and do something for someone else today. You don't have to sit here and kick the bucket because you have no one to say, I love you. You have no flowers. You see everybody else around you got flowers and stuff. Ask God what you're supposed to do. Who are you supposed to bless? Instead of you waiting for somebody to bring you something and you get mad because you don't have nothing, nothing going on, who can you call to bless? You can send a text. You can send a beautiful tweet to people. You don't know what somebody's going through around the world. And right now, you could be a blessing to somebody else in the world that you may not even know, but you can send a kind word because you decided to come out of self. It's all about love. Make sure whatever you do, it's about love. Make sure God is your foundation. Make sure that you surrender your plans, surrender your thoughts, surrender everything to him and watch him move. I'm excited because I know as a result of me praying along with the other people that are standing in the gap for marriages, God has to move and he's got to answer. And so I thank you again for logging in today, calling in today. God bless you. Continue to celebrate life, celebrate love. Again, coming up Sunday, 6 o'clock p.m., you want to be in the house at the embassy. Let's worship again, and it'll be officiated by Apostle B. Dwayne Harden at 6 p.m. Again, the address is 810 Church Street, Southeast Smyrna, Georgia, 30080. You want to definitely join me tomorrow. I definitely will be back tomorrow, but tomorrow I'm doing one of my holy hip-hop shows. It's going to be the greatest music in holy hip-hop, and the show is Who You Rap. Present my One Nation Under God Holy Hip Hop Explosion coming down tomorrow, February 15, 2013, at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You definitely don't want to miss that. It's going to be hot. It's going to be a fire. It's going to be explosive. That's what I've come to do, to make sure I continue to enlarge the fire inside of you. Love that person today like it's their last, and God continue to move on your behalf. Remember, as always, love hard, love strong, and love on purpose. Let's end today's show with Ribbon in the Sky by Stevie Wonder.
That you If I'm real.